My yard has been invaded by green bugs that are about twice the size of Japanese beetles. They're buzzing around my kids and pets, and I'm concerned about one of them being bitten or stung. Well, that question came in recently, and the pest is likely a June beetle, or as I call them growing up, June bugs. Green June beetles are velvet green with orange or rust stripes along the outer margins of the wing covers. Beetles can range from a half to 1 inch in length, and as you described, they are twice as large as their more destructive relative, the Japanese beetle. Peak flights for this insect started normally in late June in our part of the Deep South and will continue another couple weeks or so after that. The adults are buzzing around in your yard, are probably looking for a mate, or maybe they found a good food source that they're attracted to. The adults primarily feed on overripe fruit. Sometimes you'll find them on the leaves of trees, like peach trees. Since they do have chewing mouth parts, I suppose it's possible to be bitten by them, but I've never heard of anyone being bitten by one. They do have kind of sharp points on their legs that could scratch a person and make them think they were being bitten, but they don't have stingers. Even though they seem aggressive while buzzing around, and I've been scared out of my wits when trying to pick a peach and a bunch of them would fly up in my face, they're not a problem as far as a danger to anybody, including pets. They will soon complete their life cycle after this time that I mentioned and lay eggs for a new generation. The eggs will develop into a grub that will develop and overwinter in the soil. These grubs are different from most grub species in the South. East in that they come out of the ground at night and move around from one place to another. Even more unusual, they crawl on their backs when moving. One of my kids used to do that when they were an infant, so it may not be that unusual. And when disturbed, the grubs curl up into a C shape, much like my teenage girls do today, especially when I ask them to wash the dishes. The adults can cause damage to the turf while nesting, but it is normally not severe enough to treat with an insecticide. The grubs can actually be beneficial in the turf because small populations of them will aerate the soil when tunneling around. However, large populations can cause excessive tunneling, causing the grass roots to dry out and die in patches. If control of grubs appears warranted, do so in August and September when the grubs are small, close to the surface, and more susceptible to pesticides. Most recommended pesticides work best after an irrigation or a soaking rain has occurred. I'm not sure how widespread this problem is in recent years because we get so many more calls about the dreaded Japanese beetle, which causes much more damage to ornamental plants. Normally, I don't pay a lot of attention to what one or two folks say about pest problems, but if one of the people is your mother, you better listen. In this case, while visiting my mother in Coleman recently, she asked me, "Do you know where have all the June bugs gone?" To which I responded, "No, but if you hum a few bars, maybe I'll be able to pick it up." Well, after I picked myself up and brushed off a little, I asked her what she meant, and she swears she's not seen any June bugs since the Japanese beetles arrived in our area a few years back. Well, I'm interested to know if anyone else has observed a decline in June beetle populations around their home. Preliminary reports say that it's a mixed bag. Some people say they don't see any anymore, and other people said they're as plentiful as ever. If you'd like to give me a contact, do so. You can send me an email at glovetA@aces.edu. And we also have some good publications on the subject at www.aces.edu. Look in the publications area under June beetles or white grubs in the lawn. This is Tony Glover with the Alabama Cooperative Extension System.